This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. In this Toddcast, I am going to follow up on something I said in one of my appearances on Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay about head coaches I would rather have if I were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rather than their current head coach. I'm going to follow up on that, and I'm going to give you the list and show that I wasn't stretching to make an argument. I don't do that. Other people in the media may do it because they have to make their argument. I do not. And I think I will make my case very well for you. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm. Servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, full service means divorce, family law, post-judgment, child support adjustment. Full service likely means whatever you need if you have a legal issue in the greater Tampa Bay area. Find out by getting a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or click the button, request a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com, your full-service law firm. Bill Curry Ford, the first family of Ford in Tampa Bay. Sean Sullivan, again, is back in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League to try to not pay out $1,000, which Sean Sullivan has done three previous occasions to winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. I've even won one of those $1,000 checks, and it came in very handy at a time where Sean Sullivan personally helped me trade in my 2014 Ford Focus with 100,000 miles on it for a 2018 Ford Escape with 40,000 miles on it. I found the process to be about as fast as any time I had gotten myself into a new vehicle in my adult life. Ask for Sean Sullivan when you go to Bill Curry Ford and express your needs and interest either in a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or they have makes and models on the lot that are pre-owned that are not Fords. And Sean would love to sell you one of those. If you can't find Sean Sullivan at the dealership, ask for Grace Thomas. Grace will get you in front of Sean Sullivan. He wants to know you are a listener of mine, and he wants to help you. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Many of you in the Tampa Bay area know that I make regular appearances, usually a couple a week, on Bay News 9, and it is in their sports show, which airs nightly at 10:30 p.m. The people, I was going to say the guys, but Benita is there, and we all love Benita. We do. The crew at Bay News 9 is really, really good to me. I enjoy doing segments with them 90% of the time. They pick the topic that I talk about. Often it's with someone else, usually with my longtime friend Dave Wirth, who for 31 years worked for Channel 10 in Tampa Bay. We usually do those segments on Sunday nights and Monday nights on Bay News 9. And recently, they allowed me to take a couple of minutes on why I felt Todd Bowles as head coach of the Buccaneers was a weakness for this Buccaneers team in trying to put them in the Super Bowl conversation. Now, anytime you have Tom Brady at quarterback, you are in the Super Bowl conversation. But to me, there's only so much that Tom Brady, he's working with his worst head coach ever in Todd Bowles, who's lost 14 of his last 49 games as a head coach, went from a 10-5 record, losing the last game when they needed to win to get in the playoffs his first year, and turned a 10-win team into a 4 or 5-win team the next few years with no major changes at coordinators because he just kept employing his friends like Casey Rogers, who he promoted when he became head coach of the Bucs from whatever position coach he was, making Casey Rogers a co-defensive coordinator. Bad move. So I made the point in the segment on Bay News 9 a week or so ago that I'd rather have as many as 20 other people head coaching the Buccaneers than Todd Bowles. And Dave Wirth questioned it, and some others have come to me and questioned it and said, come on, it's not really 20. You ready? Let's do the count of 20 other people I feel are better head coaches right now in the NFL based on their resume and based on what they've done than Todd Bowles, who has no playoff trips on his resume as a head coach. And being a coordinator and a head coach are two entirely different things. Entirely different things. Not just for Todd Bowles, for a significant number of head coaches, previous, present, and future. And I think Bowles is in that category. So here are 20 other names that I think are better head coaches, NFL head coaches, than Todd Bowles, showing you where he's at and how low on the list he is. All right, AFC East. Bill Belichick, number one. Number two, Sean McDermott, current coach of the Bills. All right, let's move to the AFC North. John Harbaugh, Super Bowl winning head coach, Ravens. I'll take him on the list. Number three, Mike Tomlin. Doesn't win in the playoffs in recent years. You know, since Super Bowl 45, both he and Aaron Rodgers have a losing record in the playoffs since they went up against each other in that Super Bowl and at Jerry World. But Mike Tomlin always gets more out of less in the regular season. I'd take him, and he's a Super Bowl winning coach from Super Bowl 43. He's been to the Super Bowl twice as a head coach. So that's four. I'd take Zach Taylor, head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, as number five. Zach Taylor just took the Cincinnati Bengals to a Super Bowl with a second-year quarterback and a rookie wide receiver. Yeah, give me that. Zach Taylor is number five. I'm going to skip over Kevin Stefanski for now. Now, personally, to me, it's a no-brainer. Stefanski is better than Bowles. Stefanski is offense. Bowles is defense. But I'm going to leave him off for now because I think some of you would argue against me on Stefanski. So I'm leaving him off my official list, so I'm at five. Let's go to the NFC South. I'm going to put Mike Vrabel there. Mike Vrabel, the last few years in his first stint as a head coach, has done nothing but win consistently in the regular season and get to the playoffs. Hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, been victimized by a couple of upsets in the NFL playoffs the last couple of years. But yeah, I'd take Mike Vrabel over Todd Bowles, so that's six. I'd take Frank Reich, head coach of Indianapolis, as number seven. Frank Reich, offensive coordinator for Doug Peterson on the Super Bowl champion Eagles, has gone to the Colts and basically has the Colts in the playoffs every year, and they're a very tough matchup. So that's seven. I would also take Doug Peterson, current head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, because Doug Peterson has won a Super Bowl as a head coach, and he had Nick Foles. Nick Foles and Doug Peterson still managed to get through the playoffs and win a Super Bowl against Tom Brady. So yeah, give me Doug Peterson. That's number eight on my list. Let's move to the AFC West. No, not Hackett. He's a rookie. Not McDaniels. That was a dumpster fire the first time, much like Bowles. McDaniels, to me, is the offensive Todd Bowles. Was a disaster the first time as a head coach. Prove the second time around is going to be different. So no, not McDaniels. Not the head coach of the Chargers. I love Justin Herbert and a lot going on there. I don't think they have the right coach. And who else does that leave in the... So eighth name on my list. No, I'm sorry. We're up to eight, right? Ninth name on my list is Andy Reid. Anyone going to argue Andy Reid's a better head coach than Todd Bowles? And if so, stop listening to this podcast because you don't know football. So that's nine, and we're just through the AFC. All right, let me go to the NFC East, and I know many of you are going to not like this, but Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl as a head coach. He's the current coach of the Dallas Cowboys, but he's won a Super Bowl as a head coach and consistently took teams to the playoffs in Green Bay and did it last year in his second year in Dallas, actually coached a team into the playoffs. Yep, give me Mike McCarthy. Also, his defensive coordinator, who nearly became a head coach in the offseason, and when Dan Quinn was a head coach, he coached the Atlanta Falcons to a Super Bowl. Granted, they blew a big lead, but Todd Bowles has never done that. Taken a team to the playoffs and taken a team to a Super Bowl. Dan Quinn has. That's number 11. Give me Washington head coach Ron Rivera, who was successful for a long time with the Carolina Panthers and took them to Super Bowl 50, where they lost to Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Rivera's on my list as better than Bowles. That's number 12. Not putting Dabble or the Eagle head coach there? No. So that's 12 on the list, and we're just through one division in the NFC. NFC North. Yeah, I'll take LaFleur of the Packers over Bowles, wouldn't you? With what LaFleur has done in his first stint as head coach, unlike Todd Bowles in his first stint as head coach. So there's number 13 in LaFleur. Can't make an argument for anyone else in that division. So let me go to the NFC South, which honestly is a wasteland. I mean, if you want to argue to me that Todd Bowles is the best coach in the NFC South, I'm going to give you the argument, because the NFC South has the worst coaches in the NFL right now. And Matt Rhule will likely not be coaching the Panthers at the end of this year. Arthur Smith may not be coaching the Falcons at the end of this year. The Saints just lost Sean Payton and went with Dennis Allen, who wasn't successful in his previous stint with the Raiders. I don't look at what he can do with the Saints as any better than maybe making the playoffs, but I'm not going to argue him over Bowles. I tell you who I am going to put on the list is the Saints' former head coach, who will be a coach likely again next year, and that's Sean Payton. So that's number 14 now on my list, right? We're up to 14. Been doing the count, right? Reed was 9, then McCarthy, Quinn, Rivera, 12, 13, yep, LaFleur, 14 is Sean Payton. All right, so then let's get to the NFC West, and I'll take Pete Carroll, Super Bowl winning head coach, 15. I'll take Cliff Kingsbury, actually taken a bad franchise, the Arizona Cardinals, to the playoffs. I'll take him, 16. McVay, Rams, absolutely, just won a Super Bowl, just beat the Bucks. That's 17. Kyle Shanahan, take him. Niners have been in the final four of the NFL the last two of the last 3 years, not with an exceptionally strong quarterback. Yes, I'll take Kyle Shanahan. He's done more than Bowles as a head coach. That's 18. Also, I'll take Bruce Arians. He's just sitting there, riding a golf cart. Apparently, Tom Brady didn't want him to be the head coach anymore. Something else was up. I'll take Bruce Arians, and that puts me at 19. So you know what? I'll stop there. I said 20. 19 is close enough. I could argue Stefanski. I would probably also take the new Dolphins head coach or the new Vikings head coach, but I won't officially put any of those on the list. 19. Just gave you 19 names that I feel are better head coaches in the NFL than Todd Bowles. Prove me wrong, Coach Bowles. Prove you're more than just a defensive coordinator. Prove you can do significantly better with the Buccaneers than with the Jets, instead of taking the Jets from a 10-5 team to a team that went 14-35 in the next 49 games, and you refuse to make key staff changes and just maintain the status quo until lousy Jets management just said, all right, next coach up, because we all know the Jets suck. But guess what? The same number of coaches have had success with the Jets as have had success with the Bucks. Todd Bowles isn't special to me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.